Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to continue to learn how to improve your accent by using contractions. As you probably know, a contraction is a word that is formed by combining two separate words into one. For example, the contraction for I am is I'm. The contraction for cannot is can't. Do not, don't. There is, theirs. Using contractions is an important way to make your speech flow and sound more natural, like a native speaker's. What's more, becoming aware of them will make it easier for you to understand what native speakers are saying. The focus of this week's podcast is learning how to correctly pronounce an important contraction which Americans use in conversation. We're also going to practice using this contraction in some key phrases of American English. Teaching English pronunciation here in New York, I've noticed that many foreign-born speakers, including those who are fluent, are not using contractions when they speak. They often use the full form instead. Using the full form contributes to having an accent. The full form is mainly used in writing. To an American, speaking in the full form can sound unnatural, even a little robotic. Furthermore, it can even result in miscommunication, because Americans only use the full form when they want to sound formal, or emphasize a point, or even contradict something that was said earlier. Contractions, on the other hand, sound more conversational, more natural, and may at times sound even more relaxed. Full forms sound formal and emphatic. For example, if you say, "I do not like it," you may be speaking with a different message, a different connotation than saying, "I don't like it." One of the reasons you may be using the full forms too much is that you learned to read and write in English before you began to speak it. Full forms are, after all, the written form. Another reason you may be avoiding contractions is that there are a few contractions that are simply difficult to pronounce. Today, we're going to learn how to pronounce one of these more difficult contractions, the contracted form of will not, won't. You might be thinking that this is fairly easy to pronounce. However, in my experience, teaching privately, many students, even highly advanced ones, mistakenly think that they are pronouncing this correctly, when in fact they are not. The mistake I most often hear is the wrong vowel sound. Instead of saying won't, students often say won't or want. Obviously, this can be confusing to your listener. So let's learn how to pronounce won't correctly by paying careful attention to the movement of our lips and tongue. Proper movement will create the correct sound and pronunciation. The first sound of won't is W. W. In order to pronounce W, we have to move our lips. We move our lips in and out of U. Our lips can move forward or backward. Think of W, W, as U in motion. You can also think of it like a quick kissing motion. For a lesson on how to pronounce W, see podcast number 34. And for a complete lesson, try my English pronunciation course in MP3, Best Accent Training. Let's begin by making the W sound. We'll use a simple neutral vowel, uh. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to your lips, moving them forward and backward. W. W. Next, we're going to combine this W sound with the vowel from the word won't. O. The vowel O is a diphthong, a combination vowel. It's a combination of U plus U. U into U. O. In order to pronounce O correctly, the tongue begins centered and neutral, then gradually moves back and gets tense into U. The lips also start neutral and relaxed and gradually come forward and tense. Let's try that combination slowly. U into U to create O. Please listen and repeat. O. O. Now let's combine the W with the O and say whoa. This is the challenging part. This is the tricky part because of all the lip movement. Lips go forward, back, and then forward again. It's like a double kiss. The oo sound leaves you with your lips forward. I recommend that you use a mirror to make sure that your form is correct. Please listen and repeat. Whoa. Whoa. Now let's try the full word, won't. Please listen and repeat. Won't. Won't. Now let's try it in some sentences and common expressions. Again, pay careful attention to your form, moving your lips and your tongue properly for each particular sound, blending them together. Won't. Please listen and repeat. I won't forget. He won't let you down. It won't stop. I won't have it. Today's lesson focused on one of the many contractions of English. This contraction contains two important sounds of English, the vowel O and the consonant W. Many of the sounds of English are quite difficult and challenging because they do not exist in your native language. In order to master these difficult sounds, you need proper instruction and training. Speaking English clearly and correctly is primarily a physical activity. It's similar to learning how to play an instrument, how to play a sport, or learning how to dance. You have to repeat the action over and over again with proper form until you develop what's known as muscle memory, the ability to do something without thinking, automatically. Speaking English clearly with an American accent is a gradual process, but with the right amount of training and practice, you can do it. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you try my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. Best Accent Training contains lessons on all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You'll get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation and rhythm lessons, reduced forms, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player or smartphone and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.